Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 28 of Blissin' Up. Have you ever had a tradition or a practice or a little inside joke or something that you have with someone or with yourself or in your family or something that's been passed down, and you kind of become so familiar with this thing that you assume everybody knows what it is, and then one random day somebody asks you, like, what is this thing you do, or why do you say this thing, or what does that mean? And then you notice that people are not mind readers. They're not in your head and they don't know what you know. So they actually make you stop and think about, oh, why do I do this thing this way? Or why do I have this tradition? Why do I have this little inside joke? Like, where does it go back to? Like, where did it come from? Sometimes in the course of our lives, we create something, even just a nickname or something, and then you forget where it started. You forget where it originated from. It just stuck and it came to be, and then that's it. Well, that happened to me recently in the context of this podcast. I had a friend of mine who was listening to the podcast, and she called me one random day and was like, I have a question. Why do you call Sundays sacred? And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, you always say it's sacred Sunday. What on earth does that mean? Is that a religious thing? Or, you know, why do you call it sacred Sunday? And it was such an interesting question, because I hadn't even stopped to consider that I've been using this phrase, this term, sacred Sunday, for so long. I've used it ever since this podcast began, but I didn't start it on the podcast. I've actually been writing on Sundays for a long time to my readers, and I always start my Sunday emails with a happy sacred Sunday, and I realized people don't know what that means, and it never dawned on me to share that with anybody. I just used it and made an assumption that you'd understand, and that was it. So I thought that was such a great question by my friend. It was such a great moment of reflection. And this is the perfect month for me to share with you what that means. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you listened to my episode last week, I shared that the theme for November is nesting November. That's my personal theme for November. And if you want it to be your theme, you're invited to join me in nesting November. And one of the things I'm using this nesting month for is to bring clarity, simplification, organization, focus to my business, to my work, to my life. And how do you do that? Well, you clear things up. You don't make assumptions. You explain certain things. You bring awareness into the practices you do. And you don't take for granted what people know or don't know. So here we are. I am going to share with you, why did I start calling Sundays sacred? And the answer is very, very simple. It's because I love using language to enhance my experience in life. That's it. It's that simple. It's not really that this is affiliated to a religious practice or anything like that. It is about enhancing your daily experience through the power of words. And I do this in many, many areas of my life. Now, how it really, really, really started was I was creating a back to basics challenge for my community a couple of years ago. It was a 7-day mini challenge to kind of kick you into gear, help you get recentered, refocused, grounded, and really start adopting healthier lifelong habits. And I wanted to show you that in a week's time, you could create a completely different life by every single day having a mini challenge that grounds you and focuses you, and then you can implement that into the rest of your year. So that was like the whole purpose of the challenge. It was a smashing success. People absolutely loved it because every day you had this small win and you realized how many little tweaks in your daily life could make massive differences and create huge momentum. And then the idea was that after that 7-day challenge, you continued those patterns and you continued integrating those mini challenges into your regular daily life. Well, the way that I decided to do that was by each day creating a theme. And I wanted to make it easy to remember. So I'd give you a theme for the day, then I would give you a little video to explain the theme, and then I'd give you your little mini challenge, and then you'd go into your day and you would apply it. I would send you the theme the night before so that when you went to bed, you had that mini challenge in your brain, and when you woke up in the morning, you were ready to tackle your day with your little theme and your challenge. And of course, because I love Sundays, I just love Sundays, I chose to begin the challenge on a Sunday and I themed it Sacred Sunday. And what I shared with the community was that Sundays are a day of rest in many cultures and many religions and many practices. Now, for Jewish people, they have Shabbat, which is from Friday evening to Saturday evening, but Christians typically use Sundays to go to church or to have a day of Sabbath. So it doesn't really matter what day it is, but the intention is that you have one day of your week that you rest. That is the intention. And I get it. We have busy lives, and this practice of Sabbath and all this kind of stuff has kind of fallen away. So I don't really see people committing to this practice in an entire day. But the purpose of setting the theme was almost a reminder that we do deserve a day to rest. We deserve a day of sacredness. And the way that I put it in the challenge was like, even if you have birthday parties that day, or you're running errands, or you're going to go do groceries, or you have a busy day ahead, or you have to do a million things that you can't do during the week because you have to work. So you don't, it's really not a day of quote unquote rest for you. Maybe the theme and the challenge would invite you to create or carve out at least a sacred moment, a sacred time, a little space of your day where you can grab a journal, you can look through your calendar, you can reflect on your week, you can reflect on the week that's coming, you can decide what your non-negotiables are for that week, you could think, you could get curious, you could dream, just a little sacred time, a little moment, even if it was 15 minutes, even if it was 10 minutes, or as long as you wanted it to be. You can maybe light a candle, grab a cup of coffee or a tea, go for a walk in the morning, you know, with a crisp air, but something that allowed you to cherish that time. And the word sacred to me is what sparks that emotion. When I think sacred, I think I have to cherish it. I have to protect it. It's meaningful. It's something worth having. And for me, that is the theme that I chose for that Sunday. That's how Sacred Sunday began. And in true form, it stuck. That was the whole point of the Back to Basics challenge, was could we create themes that stick? And maybe not every single day of the week stuck, but some did. And one of them that stuck for me big time was Sacred Sunday. So I had already been doing that practice of spending Sunday mornings, and sometimes it's Sundays and sometimes it's Saturdays, to be honest, but I had already been doing the practice of every week and one day of the weekend, grabbing my calendar, doing some reflection, making sure that I had success filed the entire week. Success filing is simply writing down your successes for the week, no matter how big or small. I got that from my life coach, Susan Ford Collins, who wrote a book called The Joy of Success. It's a great book, and success filing is one of the skills that successful people implement, is they document their successes pretty regularly so that they can stay in the frame of mind of success, because the idea is that success begets success. If you focus on your past failures, you're more likely to continue failing. If you focus on your wins, you're likely to keep winning. So that's the idea behind that. So I've already been making this practice, but when I gave it a name, when I chose the theme, it took it to another level. And that is something that I have implemented in all of my life, is using vocabulary, using language to take my life to another level, to enhance the experience. I'll give you another little example. When my kids were very, very little, I read a parenting book about discipline and creating harmony in the family and the best way to get along with your kids. It was a program. I cannot remember for the life of me the name of the program, but it was a great little program. And she gave you this toolbox of things that you could do to create a harmonious environment with your kids. And one of the things that she suggested, the tool from the toolbox that stuck with me the most, was spending quality time with your kid, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening, just one-on-one time, just you and your kid, so that they feel heard, they feel validated, they feel seen, they have time with you, and then they don't have to seek attention from you in negative ways. Her theory was that kids need time and attention, and then they don't get it, and then they act up. So this was a way of them not acting up. And I loved the concept. And I also had three kids. So 30 minutes, 10 minutes with each kid in the morning and then 10 minutes with each kid in the evening became a little bit of a challenge. It was hard to do. But I thought, how can I incorporate this into my lifestyle, into something that does work for me? And I started to make my own rules, but just really staying focused and mindful about spending individual quality time with each kid. And as I started to repeat that practice, I thought, well, what if I named this time? What if I created a meaningful name for each kid with this time, so that they know and I know that this time is our quality time? And I started it with my favorite name of all of them, was with Justin. I sat him down and I said, "Hey, Justy, I'd love to create this one-on-one time with you. And this is going to be our special time. You and me, we're going to play together. We're going to do Legos together. We're going to spend time together. Like, when we have this time, it's just you, you're my special time. But I want to create a name for it. What name would you like?" And he thought about it. He was really little at the time. And he said, "Mommy, Mustin time." And I'm like, "Mustin time?" He's like, "Yeah, Mommy and Justin time equals Mustin time." I thought that was the cutest thing in the world. So then we established that name. And then Ryan, who was copying his brother, said, "Yeah, mine is going to be Mayan time. Ryan and Mommy time is Mayan time." And then Orly, who was unique and did not want to copy his brothers, said, "No, mine is just going to be Mommy time, because I know that if it's Mommy time, it's our time." So I created these three individual times, Mustin, Mommy, and Mayan time. And let's say that I'd be on my way to take Justin to the dentist, but we happened to be alone in the car. I would say, Justin, guess what? It's Mustin time. What do you want to listen to on the radio? What game do you want to play? Do you want to go do something after the dentist? Maybe go to the park or go for an ice cream? I always created this time to label it so that he got into the energy of I am spending quality time with my mom. And I did the same thing for my other kids. And we've been doing it ever since. I mean, my sons are in their teen years. And when I'm alone in the car with them, or I am going out to dinner with one of them, or we have to go to Target, or we have a doctor's appointment, I will still say to them, oh, this is mommy time. This is Mustin time. This is my in time. And it works because it triggers in a part of their brain, this is meaningful. This time is meaningful. And you turn what is mundane into meaningful. So the same thing with Sundays. You can wake up in the morning and you can sit down, open your journal and calendar your week. And that is a task that you can do. Or you can create sacred Sundays and take out your calendar and light a candle and sit in a cozy area of your house with your calendar, setting the task for the week. And you just changed the energy of the moment by giving it a label and giving it a name. That is what the purpose of Sacred Sunday means. That is the energy that I want to shift and I want to convey to you. When you listen to the podcast, whether you're listening to it on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or whatever day you're listening to it, I want you to feel the sacredness of Sunday. That little, whatever 15, 20, 25 minutes that you and I spend together, I want it to feel sacred. And when you open my email on a Sunday morning, I want you to know that I consider that moment that you are reading that email sacred, that I wrote it in the energy of sacredness, that I want to connect with you in a sacred, special way. I'm not taking your time for granted. I pour my heart, all of my heart and my soul into giving you value, giving you a perspective shift, inspiring you to think a little bit differently, giving you something that warms your heart, that makes your week a little better, that makes life a little easier to handle. Because the rest of the week may be busy and you may be on the hamster wheel and you may be overwhelmed and you may feel rushed or anxious or scared or bored or whatever. And I want to give you a little slice of sacredness. And that is my contribution to the world. So that is why I created my Sacred Sunday Moment of Clarity emails. That is why I air my podcast on Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. because they are sacred. And that is the method behind my madness. I hope that this has served you. Now, I hope in honor of Nesting November that sharing with you this Sacred Sunday meaning creates that little nest for us to share, for you and me to kind of, you come into my nest on Sacred Sundays, whether you're opening my email or you're listening to this podcast, you come in here and together we have like a cozy and warm environment. That is my hope. And I hope it also inspires you to start adding meaning through labels in your life. What language, what vocabulary can you incorporate into your world? Whether it's enhancing the morning commute with your kid to school, whether it's enhancing bedtime routines, whether it is adding meaning to date night with your spouse, what are you creating? Maybe it's, you know, you go for a walk every morning with your friend, and now you're going to call it like a special name for that walk that you guys do together, or you guys go to the gym together and you're going to call it a special name. Bring meaning into your day, into your life, into your mornings and your evenings, and make the mundane magical. And if you do that, it changes everything without having to change anything. And that's part of living a life that sparks bliss, is learning to listen to the sparks of bliss that are already inside you. It's not something you have to go out and find. You don't need to climb a mountain or go to Bali to find the sparks of bliss. You just need to put on the right lens in your life that is already meaningful and magical. And before you know it, the sparks of bliss will find you. I hope you guys have a happy and sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.